You're ready?
Podcast!
Welcome to Connie's Podcast. I'm Dean, and I'm Icon Fast Fiction on Twitter.
Hi, I'm Pau, and my Twitter handle is IconPicFix. And with us today is PD Nim! Yay!
Hi guys, I'm back. I'm PD Nim, and on Twitter, I'm Fanatic.
You guys might be wondering why we're all together, because this is such a special episode, because number one, this is our first episode for 2021. So another thing is that there are two comebacks that we are celebrating for this recording. It's the comeback of course, our beloved Hanbin. He's back. And also, of course, my bias. He's back. And he's really, really back. So, Bobby.
Madder
so
than
Bobby's
ever.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why we three are recording even when we're still doing this remotely. Mm-hmm. So just a quick kamustahan. How are you, Dane? How's the province?
Good, good. It's still provincial. I don't know if you can hear the animals in the background. So sometimes my occasional rooster, tilaok, ganyan. Apologies. But all good. Happy New Year, everyone. I've had a good start to the year. I can't believe that it's already the end of January. By the way, we're recording this on 131 day. It's January 31.
Yes!
So
it's a very significant date and episode pala talaga. Okay.
Yes. Oh my gosh, may shoutout ako. Okay lang ba? Happy birthday to Ina, Ina Bells. Her birthday is 131.
Happy birthday, Ina!
Wow. Yeah. So yeah, it's been a good start to the year, all things considered. What about you guys?
Oh, for me, well, Happy New Year, guys, and very busy January. It's as if the vacation did not happen. Anyway, so very busy from work.
Oh, no.
But also a bit surreal na 1 month out of 12 is already done for 2021. So, yeah, but all good. How about you, Pau?
Same. It's like a blur. Tapos na palang January. And yeah, so very busy still. It's the grading period of my students. So, eto na. So, slaving the grades and all that. And of course, it's the enrollment season again for grad school. And I have a passion project na hopefully mag-launch siya by April. Hindi ko muna sasabihin kung ano yun. Basta, baka ma-jinx. Yeah, so I'm working on that too.
You can connect that to your fangirl, your new passion project.
Oh yeah, I've been doing the labels of my passion project. And nakakatawa siya. Kasi pag nakita niyo siya, parang, oh my god, it's so obvious na K-pop fangirl yung may-ari na.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, so I'll launch it because there's also going to be like something for the Iconics to look forward.
Okay. Oh, yeah, great, yeah. Great.
So hopefully, guys, I'll see you in my other account when it happens.
Yeah, and apart from that, we also celebrated Dongyuk and Chanu's birthdays this month. So, happy birthday!
Oh, and since you mentioned that, Dane, and I doubt that we'll have this episode up before their birthdays, so happy birthday as well to Jin and Yunyoung!
So, it's 131 day, and we just want to, first of all, open this podcast episode talking about the comeback of Hanbin. And of course, I'm pretty sure that PD Nim is so hyped up about it. So, PD Nim, being a Binik, how was the comeback? Nagulat ka ba?
I have to give a lot of credit for those fans who were highly suspicious and very observant when Tablo and the rest of the Epic High members were teasing the upcoming album and teasing who are the featuring artists in their album. So, siya pa yung last. And then, pero nakikita ko na talaga sa feed ko na it could be Hanbin. I don't know if you guys remembered na already have the previous episode edited and then I asked, when are we uploading it? Because it seems like it could be Hanbin who's the last featuring person in the album
and we have to talk about it.
So we have to like space it out nicely and true enough, na-reveal na. So actually, two sides. At first, parang, oh my God, it really could be him. Like, people are saying na, oh, that jacket, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Of course, we know naman na B.I. also featured in one of the songs of Epic High.
Right.
You know, like, Tablo really has high regard for Hanbin. So, it's not unlikely that it will happen. But at the same time, like, really? You know, like, I don't want to, like, have false hope. So, actually, I only legitimately got to celebrate when sinabi na talaga ni Tablo. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And the song is good. As usual, dark and contemplative brand of Epic High, coupled mm-hmm. with how melancholic also Hanbin is. So, you know, perfect combination.
So, you know how I profound, diba? Like how profound the lyrics are. So parang,
yeah. From the start, definitely actually Hanbin. When I heard that the title is acceptance speech, akala ko this, but apparently hindi pala. So I thought it's a diss track. But yeah, it's a deep song then. So yun.
Ikaw din, were you shocked that it was actually Hanbin? May comment ka dun, like how he angled towards his side views,
to his
side
his
features.
Beautiful nose.
Yes.
Sobrang perfect. I think it was another tweet from someone na parang all the other people who were featured a front-facing parang mugshot style. Pero right. Siya lang yung parang medyo naka-slightly angle para yung side profile niya yung ma-showcase. And of course, his perfect nose. That was a gift from God and not plastic surgery. So yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. It feels like it's a good way to come back, like officially, I mean, outside of sort of the SoundCloud releases, an official release into kind of the music industry. But it's a good way to do it with Epic High. And thanks, PD Nim, for the foreshadowing. Kasi, yeah, I wasn't surprised anymore when it came out. But it was relief and it's about time. It's pretty cool na start of the year. Palang January of last year, we also got his first SoundCloud release, right?
So yeah.
His first one, you know, after everything. Yeah, it's a good anniversary to that also. And then coupled with the fact na this month also, Bobby came out with his second solo album. So it's not the double B comeback or debut that we were hoping for, but at least they're both back with music. So yeah, what about you, Pao?
I'm actually very happy for Epic High because if I'm not mistaken, it's their 10th album.
Yeah.
And wow. I think they were able to bring a very good package of artists whom they have collaborated with. Particularly even when, you know, of course Rosario is wala namang icon member doon. Pero in fairness, it was a really good song. At the same time, syempre ang unang-una kong pinakinggan was Acceptance Speech when the album came out. I'm just so happy to hear Hanbin again in, you know, in Spotify. Kasi, yes. Of course, we have been always listening to his voice sa SoundCloud. But it's so different, of course, when you have it in Spotify or even in Apple Music.
Yeah.
So, and at the same time, sobrang happy ako with how Epic High promoted their album. They didn't just promote themselves, but they actually also promoted those that they collaborated with. So, kudos to them. Sobrang okay. I didn't feel like na-overpower yung title song nila or yung songs nung ibang artist dun sa mga iba nilang nilabas. I think it was really a good promotion for Epic High. So, very good.
I also like that with Epic High, technically they're still a K-pop group, right? Does that count? Do they count?
Yeah. They're still OG.
But I just like na with this release, you know, it climbing the charts and then kind of gaining the success it did.
Right.
It was very organic in a way. But it wasn't fan-driven. Oh, let's do these streaming parties. And, you know, like 10 people streaming 24 hours. So it looks like a million people did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just felt like it was a celebration of the music by a lot of people, whether you were a casual listener or a fan. It was the music that brought them together. It wasn't this kabibohan of, oh my God, let's stream. So, and I don't think there's a lot of that lately because it's become this super competitive.
Yeah, and so mechanic. No? Very mechanical yung how fans would promote albums. Yeah.
So I thought it was just, you know, they just let the music speak for the album. And, you know, of course, they showcased the collaborators. But at the end of the day, it was very organic in that sense.
And it also speaks to the fact then kasi na Tablo is super fluent in English. So it's very easy for them to have like an immediate international reach. True. Na that's more direct and I guess not as manufactured maybe compared to your usual K-pop groups. Again, at the end of the day, you know, they've made it way before na. So, I mean, they, technically they have nothing to prove in terms of talent and musicality. So it's more of, we do what we usually do. Yeah, let's do what we usually do and, you know, let it speak for itself. And, you know, it shows kasi when you look at, for example, their fan base, it cuts through various nationalities and tastes, you know. Yeah. It's a good thing that we have these kinds of groups then in, you know, like coloring the K-pop environment. So, yeah. Hi, Tablo! We miss Haru! Just in case Tablo's listening.
Correct. You're listening to our podcast.
We miss your podcast.
We launched around the same time as his podcast, diba?
Actually,
we outlasted his podcast.
Yeah.
And medyo nakakahiya pa ako kasi parang, diba, he was commenting about hindi pa daw nagre-reflect sa Apple Music yung podcast niya. Tapos parang ako, yung Connie's podcast already debuted in Apple Podcast. Nag-reply talaga ako dun sa thread niya. Tapos parang, okay, si Tablo, nagmo-monetize na ng podcast, kami, hindi pa rin.
So
there you go. It's so also comforting with the fact that Hanbin is actually in a good crowd, given the fact that his comeback, quote-unquote, is with Epic High and how successful it was. So, I think we can all say that he is in the cool and good crowd of, you know, people in the industry. So, yay for them.
Actually, I treat B.I. featuring in the Epic High album like a practice run for bigger things. Like dipping his toes. Like, let us test the waters. Yes. And of course, you'll ride on a group that, you know, has a lot of caliber as Epic High. Mm-hmm. So that's a good strategy if we are strategizing. If we are strategizing, that's a good strategy, to be honest. So yun lang.
Yeah.
On a sentimental note naman, Epic High and even Tablo also went through, like, how should I say this? There was also a moment in his life that it was very challenging for him as an artist and as a person. Yeah. So if there would be someone who's going to be very sympathetic and empathetic about it, it's really going to be Tablo to Hanbin. So, correct. Ang ganang combo nun. And I think it was successful. We can say naman that it was successful.
Yeah.
So that's for the acceptance speech. How about Hanbin actually dropped us a SoundCloud clip once more?
Yeah, I mean, like, January is the gift that keeps on giving. The gift that keeps on giving. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm tripping over my words. So yeah, actually didn't even notice, I don't know, with my SoundCloud notifications, I swear they're so annoying. So I got to know about it like more than a day after. So like, what are all these translations? But anyway, he dropped another song in SoundCloud. So the usual moodiness in the middle of the night. Emo style, you know, like Hanbin's musings in the middle of the night. Here he goes again. So, yeah, again, thank you, Hanbin.
Pero feeling ko sinadya niya yun, that he would drop it for 131 day.
Maybe.
I really have a feeling.
Possible. Like just to close That's January true. And then it's 131, you know. Yeah.
That's true.
Well, I'm pretty sure that the SoundCloud account of Hanbin has a lot of traffic today. Mm. So, maraming salamat, Hanbin, for giving us that surprise. It's really a good month, to be honest, for the B-Nix and also for Icon, for the Iconic. So, yay for us.
Yeah. Did you guys see the lyrics, the English translation of Midnight Blue? There's a part that goes, "We grew up so fast that we easily have our hearts cracked. We live with petty words like sacrifice, as if it was natural." And like, I don't know what it means or what he's referring to, but I couldn't help but like look back at what they've gone through, like with Who Is Next and Mix and Match and like, you know, everything in general. So, I don't know.
I really think that Hanbin's lyrics are really that profound. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really have to be like in straight English translation for you to get touched with this lyric. So, that's talent right there, guys.
When I looked up the lyrics then, sometimes you get a feeling like, so is he talking about himself or is he talking to someone? Parang gano'n. So, was in a way, even if there's like a, not really dark, but melancholic, and there's a level of comforting. Whenever I read his lyrics, it's like he's speaking to someone who might be feeling these feelings. And, you know, like him making these songs is like a signal that you're not alone, in the sense that I recognize those types of feelings as well. So, right. So he has that kind of like artistry when he writes his song. So this latest song actually is no exception. So, and it's in a cappella pa. So, yun lang.
There's another line that says, "But I say, let's be happy with a bitter smile." And I can't help but remember his speech when he won, di ba? Happiness seems big, but like, let's be happy. And you just have to wonder.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's the power. Iiyak
ka na ba, Dave?
It started to rain, by the way. So, yeah.
Ah, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Crying.
Perfect. Sunday afternoon, 1:31 emo moment is brought to you by Hanbin. Okay. So, we're just really happy. So, I hope if Hanbin is listening to this podcast, congratulations.
First, we're like, hi, Tablo. And then now we're like, Hanbin is listening. I bet later we're like, Bobby, please listen.
Please listen, Bobby. We should have joined like the raffle, and then if one of us got into the
Oh my god,
could have said, "Hey Bobby, we have like a podcast about you." Wait, I wouldn't
do it. It's like,
I would say that actually.
Yeah, I would.
Dude, it's like the fan sign is like 1 minute. So if, let's say for example, if I won that fan sign, I don't think there's anything that I would say. Like,
I would rehearse, just smile, we'll, and say hi. You. We'll train you to say. And you can say
it. You have to have like an idiot board at the side of what you will have to say. Because if it were me, I'll be like, hi, Bobby, hi, for like 30 seconds. And then, oh my God, like, I'll just start panicking.
Feeling ko hindi pa siya nagsisimula, umiiyak na ako. Na pa-
You're so handsome. And then like, okay, time's up.
Time's up, bye.
Like, you didn't even get to introduce yourself. As in,
Shucks, kinabahan talaga ako. Ba't ganon? Hindi naman ako mag-fan sa'yo, pero bakit parang
oh, you're so funny.
This is so wrong. Okay. Anyhow, so Bobby released his second album, which is Lucky Man.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
And
Yeah.
Oh, this is like the long-awaited comeback. To be honest, the Love and Fall did not have a proper promotion back then. It was just a welcome stage and a goodbye stage at the same time, if I remember it correctly.
Yeah, and then wasn't he sick then during that performance?
Or yeah.
Diba? If my memory serves me right, like he was sick pa during that time. So
yeah.
But what I really liked about that was the content. Like, he released a lot of these videos for the album, which are really nice because we got Boyfriend Bobby and like different videos. But yeah, yes. In terms of live performances, there was just that one music show where he was, it was like, it had water, right? The stage was filled with water, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so in Love and Fall, we get Boyfriend Bobby, but for Lucky Man, we get Picasso Bobby.
Two Bobbies. We got two Bobbies.
Picasso Bobby.
Because of his posters. Yeah, two different Bobbies, so take your pick. Do you want Love and Fall, the Boyfriend Bobby, or the Picasso Bobby who will produce like ilang posters ngayon?
Three?
Na ako parang,
I mean 17? More than, like one per song, right?
Oh, you're right. Uh-uh.
That's my understanding.
Per song.
Oh, parang, one per song.
Yeah,
one per song.
13. So,
Ay, 13. Oh, my 17 tracks. Pero may skip pa nga pala. Yeah, so 14 songs. Yeah,
14 songs. So, with the album, I think the unique thing about the album in general, I really avoided unboxing videos on this.
Mm-hmm.
Pero I particularly like the fact that the package is a pizza box. I really think that he's watching the fans, because fans raved about him eating pizza and not eating the crust. So after that, pizza is a thing. And then now he has an album with a pizza box as the packaging. Nakakatawa lang that this guy is subtly trying to snoop around with the fans, with the Iconics. In general, I think for me, I'm excited with how the album will look like. Hindi lang talaga ako masyadong excited dun sa posters. So Dane, ano nga yung wini-wish mo na poster na makuha ko
kapag of course, the unboxing ako? The skeleton lovers under the rain. Representing June Bob, I guess. Because it's for their song.
Yun. Yeah. Tapos nakapayong sila. Diba? They're like yeah, under it's one raining. Umbrella.
I was telling Pao earlier, like, oh my God, what are the chances that to get knock on wood in the dark picture? Technically, just like shaded black in Mongol number 2 pencil. So prayer circle that you get the raining drawing.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I would always say I really don't like getting June photo cards because June is
so
actually
offended.
Like the bottom list of Icon members. I'm really sorry, June, pero bobik talaga kasi ako. But right now, to be honest, I'd rather get the June Bob poster. Than the In the Dark poster. Please, universe!
Yeah.
Do me a favor, just to give other people an idea. The photo cards are not your usual photo cards.
Yeah. They're irregularly shaped.
So, good luck on storing them. I actually don't know how I'm gonna store them. I hope they still fit the 9 pocket pages that I used for the NBA cards collection. I hope it still fits.
Sana kasha.
So, sing it lang.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby is not actually the first one who did an irregularly shaped photo card. Apparently, mm-hmm. with regards to Shiny Taemin, he has a photo card, but he does have an irregularly shaped random style in his albums also. Pero yun kasi, it still fits the pocket pages. So I don't know if the Bobby photo cards this time would still fit. So I hope they do.
Feeling ko, the graphic design team or like the production team for the album were like super stressed out when Bobby was like, okay, I want photo cards but in different shapes. I'm like, paano yung cost ng die cut or like printing them out? So Bobby is like, okay, but I'll make it easy for you with the posters. It's just my drawings. There's a lot of them.
Wala nang budget. Lahat ng budget was driven towards the photo card. For the poster, there's no photo shoot budget anymore. So therefore, you get the Picasso Bobby posters.
Tapos konting ink lang yung kailangan. Yeah. Ano mo yun?
Black and white.
Parang ang dami negative space nung poster. Except diba? For the In the Dark poster. Na puro black. But the rest, maraming negative space. So, you know,
cost-effective,
diba, to reference.
Right, right. Kakaloka.
Actually, Ta, when you mentioned calling him Picasso, it reminded me of another K-pop idol.
Yeah, actually.
Did it kind of, oh my gosh.
Who called himself as a Picasso, yeah.
Who also has drawings as beautiful as Bobby's. Like, parang same level sila.
Pangalanan na yan.
Same aura. I mean, same like in your face energy. It,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Same in your face energy, but draws like a 5-year-old. Like,
yeah.
can both true. Speak English? Yeah. They're both rappers.
Bonus points for the first commenter
who can guess
out
who that
this
is.
Person.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's think of a prize, like a virtual prize.
Like free Spotify for a month or something. Or Netflix.
Yeah.
GCash credits na lang para madali.
Yeah.
Papasahan namin kayo ng GCash credits. Hulaan nyo kung sino yung Picasso. Quote-unquote artist. Not Bobby, but another Picasso K-pop artist.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
But were you guys surprised when... they announced that, Bobby would have his second album.
I'm super surprised. The announcement was after acceptance speech, right? I mean, if memory serves me right. I was riding the hype with acceptance speech. I'm like, okay, I'm good for January. Alam mo yon? And then all of a sudden, I get this news and I'm like, what? So, okay, so tapos. Pa. And then the release is like a week after, taba? A week and a half after. So, wait, my heart is not yet there. But yeah, of course. stars. They don't care. YG doesn't care. But it's okay. I mean, anything from our icon members would be a super blessing for all of us. So I was so surprised. I was telling you guys earlier that in our previous episode, my wish for 2021 is a solo album from at least two members. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like January already fulfilled half of my wish. So yeah. So, oh my gosh, too soon. But yeah, of course, no other time than the present. So like, it's a good start for the year as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Pao?
I was telling you guys in our private chat room that I have this really weird conspiracy theory about after acceptance speech, we are all hyped up with the upcoming icon comeback. So we were thinking that it's going to be a group comeback. Mm. But then we were all caught off guard that it was actually a solo of Bobby. Parang in my head, oh, maybe YG changed his plans and thought of, okay, nag-comeback si Hanbin, dapat mag-comeback na din si Bobby. So parang ako, okay. So it was actually half-baked yung comeback ni Bobby. At first, I was thinking that, oh no, is it gonna be rushed? Because even fans are actually saying that if it was another YG group, the announcement would be like a month of series of announcements. But for right. Bobby, it was like, 8 days? 8 days lang, diba?
Exactly. So, diba parang usually may
who is next? Ganon.
May nebulous na yeah. digital right. image. No? Parang, right. who's that? What's that? What does that mean? Ganon pang levels.
Like, okay, Bobby's gonna come back soon. Parang, okay. Pero in all fairness, when it came out, I was also excited about it. Kasi 2017 ang Love and Fall. Diba?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so yeah,
3 years.
It's been a long time. It's like 3 years. Ooh. It's a good thing that they decided to make a comeback of Bobby. Mm-hmm. Because naunahan na rin siya ni Maino. Eh. Maino already has a comeback like last year. For his solo.
Yeah.
So this is a perfect time to hype up. And he didn't fail us in terms of his comeback. It was really yes. a good yeah. comeback.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a strong comeback. So congratulations, Bobby, if you're listening to this podcast.
I was so surprised na when they announced the album launch, they hadn't even released what the title of the album was.
Right. So, yeah.
And usually, diba, there's this whole build-up of, yun nga, some ominous teaser that you're not really sure yeah. means something. And then, at least, like, the name of the album, like, a concept photo, maybe a sampler. But it all happened in quick succession. You really have to wonder why. But, okay, like...
yeah, exactly. That's the reason why I was so suspicious na, oh, nag-comeback lang si Hanbin for acceptance speech. And then now, here comes the Bobby announcement. It was so rushed. So, parang... suspicious.
And to your point, Pao, like, other artists have super big lead times. Like, I think it was over the weekend or a couple of days ago when they released just the announcement for winner Seonghyun.
Yeah.
His debut. His solo debut. Yeah. Or does it count as his solo debut? Technically, he debuted now before. But basta his next project.
Yeah.
And then, that's coming up in March. So he has, like, a solid 1 month. Almost 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months.
Yeah.
And then the day that Lucky Man, I almost said Lucky Me, joke. Lucky Man and You Mad was released midnight. They released a teaser for Rosé for her song that's just gonna be shown today in their concert. So it wasn't even for the album palang. It was just for one song.
The sampler songs came out during his live.
Yeah, I mean, like, just a few hours before the actual release of the entire
exactly.
album.
Yeah. So, parang, what's going on? So,
not enough time to digest.
Yeah. And, like, I'm not a fan who really tends to look at what other fandoms are doing. I mean, full disclosure, but I just didn't like the stress that brings. So, parang, you have to compare, you know, your group to others. But honestly, like, this time around, parang, should I really care? Kasi super blatant the signs. But then, of course, like, you don't know. There's no way to confirm what they really mean. There can be so many reasons why the album was rushed. And we'll never know. We'll never know because no one's ever gonna say it. Right? And we can have all these years. We can be mad at people. And I was really kind of gonna give in to that na. But in my head, I'm like, okay, but what does that do? Does that make me a happier fangirl or a sadder fangirl?
Actually,
do I want to be a sadder fangirl or do I just want to be happy that you know.
Yeah.
Bobby has an album.
I think one drawback is, for example, for the Bobby fans. Like, if your bias is going to come up with a solo album, syempre, leading up to it, you have, like, those mini projects. And, yes, you know, you make your own fan merch and all of that. Mm-hmm. Like, to hype up until the actual album release. The Bobby fan groups weren't able to, I guess, some of them had time, I guess. But, I mean, like, I mean, in terms of a very nice build-up towards the actual release of the album, we weren't able to get that opportunity. So yeah.
And as a business, right, I don't understand why you wouldn't give the right amount of time. It's a product, right, for that album to get the traction and the sales that it could get. Like, why wouldn't you give it the proper preparation? We used to follow a lot of SM groups, and I remember before that super organized yung comebacks nila. So never talaga nagsasabay their groups.
Right.
There was a schedule in place. And this was, I don't know how they are now, but like before when it was Shiny, FX, Super Junior, Girls' Generation, parang organized yung comebacks in a year so that they wouldn't overlap. But now, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Medyo, ano, nag-give up na ako sa hope ko na aayos how YG promotes their artists. I really give up.
Not by now, no.
Parang I low expectations na ako kay YG every time that, you know, either a solo, especially with Icon. Not that I'm bringing like a negative vibe here, but it's really more on, I just want to keep low expectations. Kasi, to be honest, when the teaser came out, particularly the pictures, literal low expectations. Parang, okay, whether this is going to be promoted very well or not, I'll be so happy for Bobby. Because as a Bobbik myself, this is a very good year. Parang yun yung naisip ko talaga. Na parang, okay, January pa lang, may blessing na ako as a fangirl. Mm. So sige, let me accept this. Yes. And it doesn't really matter if YG will promote it well, just as long as he does well on his own also. Because it's very difficult to promote as a solo artist, especially when you come from a big group like Icon. So he is doing good with the album. I think there were a lot of sales, especially for the Philippine GO. So good job, guys. Good job, Iconics. Good job, Bobbix.
With YG, I don't know if it's a function of maybe they've never had this many groups that they're actively promoting. Because, again, going back to those second gen times where they mostly had Big Bang and 21. Like, two groups are super easy to manage in a way. And Big Bang, I feel, is not the type na parang, okay, we have to like release. Like, they take their time and then they prepare their music.
Yeah.
21, I suppose, is kind of the same thing as well. But now they have like Treasure just debuted.
Yeah, Treasure.
Blackpink, that's like bigger than, you know, than anything. Winner and Icon, along with their other acts. Well, maybe they're struggling, but guys, come on. You're like a publicly traded company.
YG, guys, get tips from SM. They did it very well, like, back in the day. So, get tips from the other company. Charing.
Yeah.
With that, so much hype about You Mad. A lot of people did watch the V Live of Bobby just to make sure that they are the first people who will see the MV. So, have you guys seen it as in when it was launched or when it premiered in YouTube? Or did you have to wait for a while because, you know, busy life?
Life.
I guess Bobby has divine intervention. So, I was working from home that day and the V-Live countdown is 5 p.m. Korea time. So, it's 4 p.m. here in Manila. Yeah.
I was in a meeting, by the way.
So, it was a busy day, dire-direcho. But for some reason, my gosh, guys. As in, I finished my task at 3:55. And then, all of a sudden, my V-Live notified. And I'm like, oh my God, yes, the countdown. I totally forgot it's time. So, like, I rarely get to catch Icon V-Live content in real time. Good thing that it's something as significant as this. So, buti na lang may subtitles na slightly humahabol.
Right.
So, at least I got the gist of Bobby's V-Live. It's not bad,
It's so funny. His translator during the V-Live, who was translating in real time, I think he or she tweeted sata or posted na parang, oh my gosh, ang bilis niya magsalita. So like, super struggle daw to like translate what he was
saying. Hello!
Like,
narinig niyo na ba yung UMAD, guys?
Imagine if he rapped, right? But actually, actually, the translations are pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
I felt like I really understood what was happening, correct. Which is rare in VLAN.
Good job.
Yeah. At first, I wasn't even expecting subs in the first place. Exactly. So when I saw, at least just to get an idea of what the topic is, that's good enough for me.
I think this shows how prepared. Old we are as slang girls. Because before, you really didn't get these guys. You had to wait for a fan, a willing, kind fan to translate for you. But now,
And then I have to find out where they upload it because, you know, like, YouTube might take it down or something like that. So, wrong hirap pa.
So, ako din, I was in a meeting during the VLive. So, it's a good thing that I was working from home. So, I can actually sneak out the meeting and mute myself and enjoy the VLive. Hi, boss, just in case you're listening. So, yeah, so there. I'm very much interested to know, how did you guys find the MV? What are your first reactions about it? And actually, we also have reactions by our followers in Twitter. So, I'll go first. So, for the MV, napagod ako, guys. Isa pa lang parang, oh my gosh. Do you remember Love and Fall? I Love You, his first debut song.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a boyfriend Bobby, and at the same time, it's a feel-good
summer Bobby.
Summer. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Parang, this is the song that I'm gonna go to when I wanna feel so good about my day. Ito, parang, oh my gosh, angry Bobby, rapper Bobby, show me the money Bobby.
And step on my face Bobby. As the gays would.
I was also telling Idinim and Dane, like, when JRE gave his reaction for the You Mad MV, umpisa pa lang tawa na ako ng tawa kasi parang siya din napagod. Siya na parang, what the hell?
Is he didn't have to go that hard.
My initial reaction is, it was good, to be honest. Didn't disappoint at all, pero napagod ako, guys. Hindi ko siya kayang ulitin ng paulat-ulat, tas yun lang yung pinakikinggan ko. I feel like I'm really gonna be so tired. Kakagising ko lang, tapos parang yun yung pakikinggan ko paulit-ulit. Para okay, tulog na ulit tayo, pagod na ako. Ganun. Pero it was good. How about you guys? What's your initial reaction with the MV?
Actually, when I saw the teasers din kasi, so we have like, the cornrows styling. Like, okay, so it's gonna be gangsta Bobby level side. So, I was emotionally prepared for like a hard rap song. So
when I saw the... emotionally prepared?
Yeah. It's hard to be caught unaware. Like, diba?
Yeah.
But I could appreciate at first listen and watch. Kumbaga. So, when I saw the music video itself, so we have a lot of action, and actually I liked the part where he spun out of the roof.
The building.
Like going down. Yeah, the building. I love that part kasi super seamless lang na. Tapos ang bilis, so magugulat lang ako na nangyari yun. Although, ang problema lang kasi at some point, kaya nahalata na yung CG nung fall niya.
Tsaka
yung rocket ship levels niya. So nahalata na CG na ng konti. Pero okay lang kasi nga naubusan nga ng budget doon sa pag-cut ng photo cards. So, okay lang. Forgivable. But yeah, I mean, still on brand. I guess I'm gonna mention this later. Bobby's a super versatile artist. Mm-hmm. So, you get to see this side of Bobby. And technically, this music video, even compared to I Love You and this one, it's still on brand for some reason. Diba?
Yeah.
It's still on brand. Right. So, that's how versatile he is. So, yun lang.
Yeah.
I think, like, to be honest, this is something that he cannot do if he would do it with Icon. The hardcore type of rapping and also the theme of the MV. Hindi yun mag-fit for the image of Icon. So I think he really made sure that the branding of how it's gonna be, like how the MV would feel like, it's really gonna feel like, hey, this is rapper Bobby Yo. So
I completely agree with what you all said. But with K-pop idols, they always have a persona or like a role they play in each comeback. But some idols, they'll be asked, what's your concept this comeback?
Right.
And of course, you get the sense that it was just something that they were told to do, which is fine, right? Because that's how different labels operate talaga. I mean, even, you know, SM, I mean, come on, let's be real.
Lalo na sa SM.
Yeah, I mean, Shiny Key did say na parang, oh, our roles before of me being the mom and like everything, those were just roles we had to play. They weren't real. So exactly. They even admit it, right? Even XO, right? They were weirded out by their superpower thing.
I'm not sure if Top also said. I'm not sure if I'm inventing this. I think Top at some point was also directed like he has to be the aloof one. You know, the standoffish one. I vaguely remember him saying something like that.
Yeah. So it's common practice in K-pop. But then with Bobby, I don't know if it's a function of because he really insists that I only do what I want to do and I want to show who I really am. But yeah, he shows up in different concepts, but it still feels super genuine or authentic. Like yung nga, Boyfriend Bobby and Love and Fall is just as real a Bobby as this Show Me the Money badass Bobby. And it's like two different, super opposite sides of the spectrum. But that's why it's super good to stan Bobby and Icon. Like they're all these different things. And
therefore, you get the irregularly shaped photo cards
and the Picasso,
the Picasso posters. Because that comes with Bobby like, that's how genuine Bobby is.
See, like, he got treated to his skills. I mean, even his drawing skills, quote-unquote.
Confident si Kuya sa drawing skills.
Yeah.
I mean, he is that confident that this will sell, like, hotcakes, ganon.
Yeah.
I was even thinking, like, for example, even with the solo of Maino, though the persona of Maino in his solo albums, kasi makikita mo talaga that that's rapper Maino and that's a little bit different from Winner. But for Bobby kasi, he can be, you're right din, he can be the boyfriend Bobby and still remain genuine like this is me. And you can be the rapper Bobby who's also a genuine person. And I think he was able to show the other side of him at this point. Because really, I mean, Love and Fall and Ducky Man are two different sides of the coin. It feels so good to see an artist grow that way. Like 3 years ago, even the songs, sobrang magkaiba siya. Literal different feel. Pero I'm so happy that all the songs that Bobby released for this album is he's really part of the process.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So, na-feel ko naman na may pinamana si Hanbin sa kanya. Na parang,
maybe
you should write all your songs.
Which Bobby do you like more? Love and Fall or Lucky Man Bobby?
Actually, you have to think about it, Pao, kasi the skit provides like an overarching story of the album, I guess.
Yeah.
So technically, like in terms of like, if you just listen to the types of songs and the genres, like, yeah, there's a marked difference with Love and Fall album songs. But at the same time, actually, sobrang hirap. Actually, hindi mo siya mahirap. It's like a happy difficulty, I guess.
I'm so happy to be challenged this way.
Yes. Happy problem.
Yeah, kasi it's so hard to fit Bobby in a box. You know, like each individual song kasi in the album represents a different side of Bobby that he could really pull off naturally and organically. But at the same time, given the entire story of the album, it projects one singular type of Bobby as opposed to Love and Fall Bobby. So before we go on a deep dive on the individual songs and also with You Mad, as we mentioned earlier, the skits provide a connector per batch of songs.
Right.
So, may 4 skits.
Ang reaction ko dun sa skits na yun, it actually reminded me of the Parokya ni Edgar albums. Because Parokya ni Edgar would often come out of albums with skits in between. And then the skits are all kalokohan.
Really?
Yeah. I tweeted that actually. And a lot of people did say that if you guys know the earlier albums of Parokya, it's really like that. Quite a nostalgia. Pero natatawa ko kasi syempre hindi ko naiintindihan yung skits until nagkaroon ng translation.
It picked my interest kasi when Bobby mentioned during the V Live nga na the skit provides a story. So like there are 4 skits. Right. So skit 1 is him driving and he's being invited to this party. You get the sense lang, you know, like he's a very easygoing guy.
Right.
And then pagdating mo sa skit 2, may na-spot siyang girl. He's talking to someone. I'm not sure if it's Dong Hyuk. Some people
are saying
Dong
Hyuk.
Who's the other guy? And then like net, he was able to get her number. So that's skit 2. And then skit 3 is yung mahaba yung from Omar na apparently mukhang pinapakinggan niya from a radio show or something. So, may advice about giving a number. Pero sobrang hirap ng translation kasi I'm not sure if ganun ba talaga convoluted yung sinasabi ni Omar. Or is it just a function of the translation? Takeaway ng skit 3 is that the dynamics lang between boys and girls and about the giving of the numbers. Pero at the end of it, nalaman niya na I think the girl he asked the number from already has a guy.
So, that's the only bit I understood. Because it was in English.
Because it's in English.
I heard she has a boyfriend, though.
So, skit 4, bad trip na siya, tapos uminom na siya. So that's the skit 4. So, may narrative. And if you look at the songs in between, it makes sense. Like, if you look at the translations din ng mga lyrics ng songs. So, it projects a certain kind of Bobby. So, again, Pao, you have to decide. I'm not sure now or by the end of this episode.
I have a theory. What if Love and Fall and Lucky Man are connected? And parang Bobby starts out in Love and Fall, very... So we're on video right now, and Tao's face is like, I don't understand.
Oh my god, like something happens, he becomes jaded.
Like, yes! Yes! Like in the beginning, oh my gosh, pininim, good job. Like in the beginning, in Love and Fall, it's like first love, so happy, everything's peachy, and it's like summer every day. But then by the time, 3 years later, Lucky Man... Well, he's not so lucky. He's more jaded. And even when he meets like another girl, he's not so sure, and it kind of sucks.
May emotional maturity.
Baggage.
Tapos,
I love that you say maturity and I say baggage. So. Oh no.
I guess but it goes together.
Yeah.
It has been 3 years. And he's mad.
I guess like the underlying question, right, is this, do you think this is autobiographical?
When you listen to some of his songs, I'm like, Bobby, who's the girl? Come on, just say it.
Actually,
No.
There was a poster that says 5 a.m. thoughts. It's a Picasso poster. One of the posters, one of the 14 posters. In which he mentioned that he drew this at 5 a.m., I think. And then meron talagang time dun sa poster.
Mm-hmm,
so parang ako, ang conclusion ko dun, oh my God, may iniisip siya at 5 a.m. At gising siya at 5 a.m. So, who's that? Si Hanbin ba to?
Hindi pwedeng wala lang, diba?
I mean, come on. You don't stay up that late, that early morning, and sasabihin mong wala kang iniisip, tapos may drawing ka at nilagay mo talaga doon na 5 a.m. So,
yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
This is why I kind of love and hate stanning this person. I love it because all the surprises and all the diversity and all the talent, it's 10 stars. But with the possibility of a heartbreak, the biases of myself in other groups, nakatanggap yata talaga ako ng lahat ng heartbreak sa kanila. Like, for example, like, sa Big Bang, si Taeyang, he got married first. Sa EXO, si Chen, he got married first. And we all know what happened to Jonghyun. So, parang, feeling ko parang, oh my God.
Yeah.
Bobby's gonna be the hardest heartbreak ever. And
track record ni Pao.
Oh nga, Pao, yung track record mo.
Nakakatakot. So, to the Bobbix, I apologize ngayon pa lang. Feeling ko I'm actually the black sheep of this fandom. Do you really have to choose? Can I just be happy that I have both, like, Love and Fall Bobby and the Lucky Man Bobby?
Okay, you can be happy until the end of the episode when you choose.
Speaking of heartbreak, after the announcement, there was an Instagram photo with all the stickers. And then there was someone who mentioned na, okay, he's using an iPhone. He doesn't use an iPhone. To which case, I answered, oh, it's manager Jeho. So, wag nyo na, please, just let it go.
Okay, Pao.
Okay.
Helps me sleep at night. So.
Yeah. Sana hindi ka magkaroon ng 5 a.m. thoughts.
Mag-drawing ka rin. Okay, so now that we've talked about the album in general and the UMAD MV, we wanted to hear what you guys felt about the UMAD song and how it made you feel. So, 2 hours or an hour before this recording, bilang mga crammer kami, we actually did post on Twitter and ask you guys how UMAD made you feel. This was also inspired by Tableau trolling or lurking on the Rosaro YouTube video and finding the best comment. So guys, if you're also Epic High fan, make your comments really witty and maybe Tableau will repost. We wanted to kind of do something similar for you, Mad. And so yeah, we asked you guys how it made you feel. So I'm just gonna read the first one. So Emily of K says, "You mad makes me want to F up the house, screaming, 'Why you mad, son?' But then I realize I'll be the one cleaning up the mess, and my son is already clingy. Me calling him every few seconds is just gonna make it worse." So I think that's very fair, especially for fans that have responsibilities outside of fangirling. I think very relatable. So Emily of K is the queen of the I Love June Club. So shout out and thank you for responding.
The next one is from Claire. Hi, Claire. She said that, "I would say if this is the first song I hear as soon as I wake up," I think also what you mentioned, Pao, earlier, "even though I'm still half asleep brushing my teeth, by the chorus portion, I'd probably be ready to fight." She has a disclaimer. Parenthesis. "I'm not promoting violence, don't get me wrong. It's just I feel confident and hyped enough."
Diba? I mean, this song can actually make you feel so tired. Bagong gising ka pa lang, pero pagod ka na.
Pero gising na gising ka pa rin. And at least for yeah. Claire, ready to fight, which is good. Like, you're ready to take on the day.
So, challenge to all the Iconics. Put the part leading up to the chorus as your alarm tone in the morning and let us know if it helps you start your day right or start your day mad.
I'm really curious how it feels to have Bobby, you mad,
screaming
as your
at
alarm
you.
I'm pretty sure galit yung mga nanay nitong mga to.
I know. Buong bahay magiging.
Or on the flip side, for example, yung sinabi ni Emily of Kate, if you're a mother and your son is acting up, like your mom could say, "Why mad, son?" The kid would be like so pissed off.
You'll have a screaming match
my
with
pain?
Bobby.
Yeah.
The image that came to my mind was a mom and then her toddler in a high chair screaming his head off, and then the mom just putting his phone up and like playing you mad. Oh my god, that'd be so funny.
That could be like a TikTok.
I know.
Please do it. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Somebody should do that. Somebody like, should do that, guys.
Like little boys having tantrums.
Yeah. And then you just play the song.
Overlay lang na why you mad song.
And then we have one more. We have a few more.
See, I love Trenchu. Or si Marian, so sabi niya, "Feisty Bobby and softy Jiwani both showing up loaded, both making me feel super killing. You mad and Rockstar make you miss the party scene and outside world some more. Oh nga, no? Put raining your soul, your body, and liar on the loop if you just want to chill and daydream of Jiwani. LOL." It's so funny that I have to read this out loud because this was the conversation a while ago. Would you pick Feisty Bobby or the Softy Jiwani or the Boyfriend Bobby or the Lucky Man Bobby? In which
so
case,
mean.
I would always say that, can't I just have both and be happy that I have both Jiwan and Bobby? But no, these two would keep on telling me that you should pick one. So there you go. Meron pa ba, Dane?
Yes.
I think meron pa, yeah.
At Apple Himnida said, "First listen, I already pictured it as a gaming soundtrack. I can see my PS5 Spider-Man character pulling off the same job Bobby did in the MV." Nice.
Cool.
Nice. Yes.
That's also the reason why Bobby got that gig in which he had to sing the OST of a game.
Right.
May ganong vibe yata talaga si Bobby. And the mere fact that he's also a gamer. So there you go.
Because his songs make you ready to fight. I can imagine you mad being played while you're invading your opponent's camp or something. Like in Red Alert. Yuck, super old school nung ano reference ko. I don't know what the new games are, but yeah.
If you guys are watching esports drama,
Exactly.
This is like the perfect song.
Yeah.
At the background when all the heat is going on.
I'm super into the UMAD edits of different idols or even celebrities. Like there's a number of videos for Hanbin where it's the UMAD chorus and then it's just all these like angry Tiger yeah. Bin videos. I'm like,
the Tiger yes. Bin, yeah.
We have another one. PD Nim, you want to read? This is our last one.
Last comment regarding UMAD from at Laugh and Love. UMAD makes me feel like jumping up and maybe getting into trouble. Bakit may maybe pa? It's a great track to work out to. Oh, that's true. That kind of energy where it makes you feel like you can punch a tree, no problem. This is a good boxing song. Like a boxing yeah. background oh, song.
Yeah. Maybe I should try right? it out. Yeah. Right, right.
I could also imagine like we're all envisioning it being played in a concert. Mm-hmm. Like this is one of those songs na you'll be afraid again that your combat might fly in the air. Like this is one of those songs again. Much like other songs of Icon, this is another song that you're scared that your combat will fall apart and there will be a projectile coming from your combat. So this is one of these songs that you have to watch out.
If Bobby will sing this song in a concert, I think everybody will transform.
For sure.
Into their wild yeah. self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
This is like birthday 2.0 for Icon in Manila. If for it's sure. gonna happen. Oh my gosh. I mean,
yeah.
I can only imagine like people going crazy. Good job, guys.
And good luck to him on that stage live yeah. with the super fast rap.
If you guys have seen his live performances in music shows, he was heaving right after every performance. That means it's a very tiring song to sing. And he's singing live or crying out
yeah,
loud. So parang,
he's singing live.
Congrats, yeah, Bobby.
He also mentioned that during the VLive countdown, he is preparing hard for the live stage. But at that time, I didn't realize the magnitude of how hard it
right.
was.
You know,
so he alluded to it during the VLive countdown.
I literally couldn't catch up with reading the subtitles. Like when I was watching the exactly. MV, it was so hard to watch both things. At once.
I really challenge those who are musically inclined. Can you please tell us how many words per second did Bobby rap?
Yeah.
Like in the entire song. What's the average? Mm-hmm. I also posted in Twitter. My question was, what's your favorite Lucky Man track so far? And I also mentioned that we will read out some comments. So the first comment is from VIP Conic 21. Marami din siya dun sa list niya. It's UMAD, Devil, Heartbroken Playboy, and Let It Go.
More of the strong and
Show Me the Money, Bobby.
Like fast, yeah. Fast tempo songs.
The hardcore ones, I guess. Yun yung kay VIP Conic 21. So shoutouts. Hi, Mick. How are you?
So for the next one from Amelie of K, so thank you for replying to both of our user-generated tweets.
I love Junae so, Club representing.
Yeah, represent. As expected, she said, I want to say Raining because it appeals to my emo side and the vocals there from both Bobby and June is lit. I'm assuming it's a lit, right? Like fire. Also, cause I'm biased. Can't you tell? Yeah, because we know we're from June. I hate June Club.
Actually, oo nga, no, puro I hate June Club members.
I support it, you know.
Let's, in terms of the representation talaga.
The Junics are so strong. My goodness.
I really it's like the Kyungsung fans of EXO.
I know. I think everybody's so excited about the Junbob collaboration.
True.
I mean, come on. Junbob.
Yeah, you know,
is...
like, yeah. Our other commenter also, Raining. So this is coming from I'm Not Claire or Claire. So Raining for me, as soon as I heard June's first measure, wow, from the get-go. I smiled immediately. And I think that's what songs are supposed to do Aww. To make an emotional impact to its listeners. Bobby and June, in parentheses, did their job well as composers, writers of this track.
Yeah. Bop naman kasi talaga yung Raining.
Yeah!
It's a bop.
I guess we'll elaborate more later.
Later.
This, they had mini... collabs before. Mm-hmm. So I think this seals it, kumbaga, yeah. kasi it's really in a full-fledged album.
Yeah.
Right. Dane, do you want to read from Left in Love?
Another okay. member of the I Hate Junae yes. Club. Thank you, Claire and Ben, for also answering.
For commenting twice.
Yeah. So her answer is Devo. There's just something about the track. Defiance and a little touch of desperation. Mm. Plus the rock vibes backing his rap. Superb.
No fear. You've been
Yeah.
I love
nice,
it.
Nice. Yeah. I also see a lot of random tweets saying that they really cannot choose their favorite track. And that is also so real for us, guys. Like, prior to recording this episode, nagtatalo kami kung if we're gonna do a review of the whole album. But that's gonna be taking us forever if we're gonna do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and, you know, have pity on me.
Pity Nim.
And pity Nim will suffer.
So, this episode is long as it is. Imagine if we'll review all 14 tracks.
I know. So, Dane and I negotiated if it could be top 5.
Yeah,
so,
I asked for a top 3. No. Top 5 daw. We had our individual top 5s. Right, yeah, and right. Then
majority kasi the songs are almost similar. It's yeah. just that there are certain songs that were picked but didn't overlap with our choices.
Yes.
So yeah. we had our final 6 songs. But like what we said a while ago, Lucky Man is a very good album. So you guys should listen to it. It's available on Spotify and also in Apple Music. And at the same time, please buy from the online shop so that the sales would go up and Bobby will climb the charts. So, nag-promote talaga ako bilang Bobby. Maraming salamat po. Okay.
We have yeah, 4 songs in common. Mm-hmm. Like when we generated our top 5, we have 4 songs in common.
Yep.
So, let's talk about the other 2 songs na hindi nag-overlap masyado.
Mm-hmm. This song was chosen by both of you. This is part of your top 5, but not part of mine. And it's called Let It Go.
Yeah, so Pao and I had Let It Go as part of our top 5. I just love the song. True to its title when you look at the lyrics. So it's really about letting go of your thoughts and your negative feelings. Kasi by this time, this is towards the end already of the album. Nagpa 5 stages of grief na siya eh. Nalaman niya na may boy si girl. So,
yeah.
sa Let It Go, nandun na siya sa part na I'm gonna move on. It kind of reminds me of, oh my gosh, what's that song? In I Decide. Balikan ko to. How about you, Pao?
Ako kasi, when I was picking like my top 5 for this album, it was actually more on what sticks. So, for me, Let It Go, it's towards the end of the album already. I think this is the second to the last track, right? Let It Go. Yeah.
yeah.
Nag-stick siya sa akin, I guess because I like how the transition from raining to Let It Go sounds like. Nasundan niya yung vibe that I was actually really looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. it got stuck to me. And the English lyrics of Let It Go is exactly what the title really means.
Yeah.
If you guys are looking for a song na masakit, pero pag pinakinggan mo, hindi masyadong masakit, ito yun. Am I making sense here?
Which is like, you know, the usual, you know.
The usual Hanbin style, Icon style.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, it's like the usual Icon brand. Na, of course, we're not fluent in Korean. So at first, you think that this is a very
happy,
you know,
song.
Lighthearted song, happy song. And then when you look at the lyrics, like, what the hell?
Yeah.
It reminds me of Holding On pala, sorry. Holding On.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Which is kind of weird kasi Holding On tapos Let It Go.
Kasi
oh my gosh.
Ito din kasi yung song na
conspiracy.
Natawa pa ako kasi, oh, Let It Go, Elsa. Pero nung
I know.
Siya, parang, ay, masakit siya.
Yeah.
For some reason, even in Icon in general, I like their songs na masakit, pero hindi halata. Like Love Scenario.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
Love Scenario hurts if you guys will really read what the lyrics mean.
Mm-hmm.
Pero feel good lang. Pag pinakinggan
diba?
Ko, this is like
diba?
My bop, but then, you know, it hurts. So, there you go. So, that's Let It Go for you.
The other track now, so for our top 5, Let It Go yung common namin ni Pao, and then for Dean, it's Gorgeous.
This was the first song in the sampler that really spoke to me. But then, because I really liked the beat of it. And then when I heard the full song, I really did end up liking it. So for the millennials out there, parang the song would fit Sunday Slowdown. So for the younger ones and people not in the Philippines, every Sunday, there used to be, or maybe until now, there was a radio station that would have Sunday Slowdown. That's what it's called.
Wave like 89.
Yeah. I think it was 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. Like late afternoon on a Sunday. They would start playing like R&B tracks, really slow jams from like the 2000s and maybe even before that. So I feel like this would totally match that. And then looking at the lyrics, so there are a lot of like English parts to it, which are always helpful to me because they get stuck in my head. So like the "girl, you got me all freaked up, I need you in my life," like stuck in my head. And it's really sexy because in it Bobby's like super mad and like desperate because he's super into this girl, but I guess the girl's giving him mixed signals and like he's confused, but like he wants her so much. So I'm like, yeah, that's nice. Sunday Slowdown, Bobby.
Very good.
Yan na nga ba sinasabi?
How you feeling, tao?
Although more when we progress to the four songs that we have in common. Sana pupulutin si Pao.
Wala na, guys. I mean, literally, this album is like the Kill Me Now album for me as a Bobby.
I saw this on Twitter when the sampler came out na parang the part in Gorgeous where he's like, "What am I supposed to do when I see you with your Namja or something?" And people are like, "Oh my god." Like, yes, feels.
Why are you saying this out loud? Yeah, I totally get your point.
I think we can go to the four songs that all made it to our top five. Yeah, so all of us. Yeah. And all kill, at least for Connie's podcast.
All kill for the two.
So, nagkasundo-sundo naman kami dun sa top four.
Yeah, in fairness.
So, the first one is In the Dark, which I always call Into the Night randomly. I don't know why.
Are you really a fan?
The one with the best drawing.
Yes. Also known as the one with the best poster. How'd you guys feel about this song? Why did it make your list?
Actually, from the sampler, this is the song that caught my attention. And then I remember then during VLive that Bobby mentioned that he liked this song as well. Skip 2 kasi is the one when he got the number. Mm-hmm. So ito yung parang euphoria and imagining what will be, you know, with a girl. And if you look at the lyrics of In the Dark, it's him having these musings, not really in the middle of the night. He's saying like up to the dawn. The thing that came into my mind is parang mala Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Aww. Right, right.
Scenario, na K-drama version, I guess. That's why it's also in my list of my faves in the album.
I love it because it's such a perfect driving song. Actually, there are a lot of driving songs in the album. I kind of wish I had somewhere to go and drive to because this would be perfect.
It's a good excuse to drive.
Yeah, but you know what? I can just drive around and come back to our house. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, joyride.
To the song. That's why I really like this one.
I think that's the part where Lucky Man and Love and Fall collides. For me. Because that's actually the rapper Bobby, but the boyfriend Bobby as well.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the reason why I cannot pick, guys. Hindi ko talaga ako mapapapili. Because In the Dark is top one for me. I can safely say that it's my favorite song among all the tracks. Out of the rap vibe, or at least the Show Me the Bobby. Show Me the Bobby.
Pwede rin.
Pwede din naman. I mean,
yes, Bobby, I like you to show yourself.
So, that's where your Love and Fall Bobby and Lucky Man and Show Me the Money Bobby collide. Funnily enough, the pick up so poster of Bobby for this song is the part where he said, you know, that's his 5 a.m. thought. As in, ito yun. So, parang, ay, nako talaga, best. Meron siyang iniisip at 5 a.m. And this is like the song.
So the next song that we all love is Your Soul, Your Body from Woo-hoo! Bobby featuring
Your
Dong-yo.
Soul, Your Body. Bob Dong.
Yeah. Secret Part 2 or Surf Part 2. I'm not sure, but maybe it's a trilogy. I really like this.
I particularly like also this song. It caught my attention even prior to me hearing the full song. Because it's Bob Dong. So we all know how legendary these two are. And how open they are of showing that they're really collaborating and doing stuff together with their music. I tweeted this a couple of days ago. I like Your Soul, Your Body. Because it gives me the 1999 chick flicks films.
Yeah.
It's the background music when the two protagonists, the male and female protagonists, are just plainly having fun. And then at the point where the background music plays and it's your soul, your body, that's when they know that they're in love with each other. So parang, alam ko na talaga eh. Alam ko na eh. So, masasaktan lang talaga ako dito.
So, can we safely say na the girl he was pining for in the dark, he kind of got the girl, at least up to your soul, your body. What do you think?
Kasi, even I think with Lilac, in love pa siya dun sa part na yun. Kaya tama yung sinabi ni PD Nim that the skits are actually hints of what's gonna come next. Basta pakinggan nyo na lang. Sa dulo din naman, masasaktan din naman kayo. That's how standing Bobby is for us. So, yeah guys. Prepare to get your hearts broken.
Your soul, your body actually is my favorite song of the album, and then by a mile, like ang laki nung gap niya. I think my second favorite song is In the Dark, pero there's a significant gap in between. I think it's more of because I didn't expect it to be that good. I mean, no offense to Bobby and Domhnuk. I mean, I know they're very talented, pero yung level of feels and artistry, umpisa pa lang, I so hated myself, like I think about 10 seconds in, it's like, oh my god, it's another good song. I'm so annoyed.
Yeah.
So I still have, what, 5-7 more tracks to go. I really super like this song. Is it a baby-making song? Could be. I think it's the most baby-making track of the album. I saw in his interview, he explained that soul is in all caps because soul daw is more important than the body. Like, yeah!
Spoken like a true church boy, which both of them are.
Talaga. Oh my gosh. I love it.
At least from the song, I could feel that the soul is equal to the body. It's a central song, but still PG. I don't know why.
Yeah. Oh, parang cute siya.
Diba?
It's sweet.
Shock, sana hindi ako marinig ng mga tao sa labas. It's like that kilig song, pero deep inside, like you have perverted thoughts na, oh my God.
That, exactly.
That's how it makes you feel.
If you look at the lyrics, I mean, it's very PG.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a love story. Like, he's attracted to the girl, diba? Pero, like, the way the music flows, the title. I mean, so, that's why I love the song. So, and then kudos to Donghyuk. I think he sang, like, at least mga half of the song. So, like, we're treated to his sweet voice. And this is a good track for those who are not iconics but are trying to expand also the songs that they hear. So at least now they get introduced to another member of Icon and they get to hear his voice. So yeah, this is my favorite track.
I was just gonna say, related to how this might be baby making music, because honestly I was expecting it to be that since it's gonna be a Bob Dong track. So even before I heard it, like in my head, I already was convinced that it's gonna be a baby making song.
Being this judgmental like that.
Which I think it is naman, depending on your mind and how you interpret it. Like, it can be PG, but yeah, it can also go another way. But like, the funny bit is, and this shown up on Twitter a lot, there's a part in the song that goes, yeah, it makes me sing, I'm gonna put my pants on, yeah. Your presence in my life is like that. It makes me sing, I'm gonna put my pants on. Like, aren't you supposed to? Like, usually a song would be about taking your pants off. So like, I'm super weirded out. I don't know.
Is that the translation?
It is.
What I've been seeing is like, he puts his pants up. I'm not sure if I'm imagining this, but I think like he mentioned that putting his pants up because he's used to having low slung jeans.
So he's like trying to be more formal.
So because of this girl, like he's changing. You know, like he's becoming more proper.
Honestly, that makes more sense. I'm looking at the...
If you don't know the context, though, it could go many ways.
So I don't know if it got lost in translation somewhere, but... Because, like, the pulling up part kind of makes more sense. And more Bobby. But it's still kind of funny. Like, I'm gonna put my pants on. Yeah. So, our next song that we also all liked is Heartbroken Playboy. So I think this takes a different tone. What do you guys think? Why do you like it?
I like Heartbroken Playboy at first listen because it reminds me of We Like to Party by Big Bang. So yun lang, like playful Bobby Playboy siya, or heartbroken siya. So parang that's conflicting ideas. Di ko lang kumaawa ko sa'yo or tatawanan na lang kita na you're in this predicament. It's more of like happy vibes and then okay siyang pang wrap up after nung skit 3 and then going to the last 3 songs of the album.
It's actually so funny for me because Heartbroken Playboy is an anthem for bitter people.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the English lyrics, it's actually a song of, ito naman, heartbroken person. But the funny thing is, I'm not sure if he's implying to himself as the playboy. Maybe he is. He is, right? And
I think so.
Pero bitter yung song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The yun nga, kaya nga, so yun yung fun.
I'm gonna have fun without you. Wow, besh!
Playboy siya, pero ayaw niya umamin na meron siyang, you know, softer side, deep side.
Yeah.
In a roundabout way, inamin niya na na-hurt
siya. Nasaktan siya.
Na, nasaktan siya because of the girl. See?
Right.
Yeah. To your point, parang very icon style din. Oh, it's such a fun party song. Pero in truth, parang yun nga, there's like a bitterness there. He even says stuff like, I do love her, except when I'm with my friends. I can't experience
diba? Yeah. So parang, he intends to hurt. But at the end of the day, he's the one who's actually bitter.
Yeah, yeah. Like, people think he's a playboy. But yeah, he's heartbroken. So, like, two, you know, opposing things.
Uh-oh. He's a paradox.
Yeah, a walking contradiction.
Perfect.
So, and then, like, the part na, party, get down, party. Like, it's so cool. I can't wait to, like, scream sing that in a concert, diba? Oh my God.
That's so the party goer Bobby for you.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a super fun song in a concert setting.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
As in,
perfect.
It's going to be super fun.
Yeah. Right.
Kind of reminds me of Don't Let Me Know from Icon. But I think different naman. But like, I don't know. It just, yeah. It's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, we move on to our last common song. It's a big one. Similar to the comments we got from Twitter. So, this seems to be a favorite by a lot of people. So, this is Raining by Junbob. Yay!
Yay!
I really like this. First part pa lang, when June is sang, I'm drowning in whiskey. I'm like, oh my gosh, like inner squeal. I don't know. It was just so cute. And they're so like emo, but like cute in it. So, yeah, it's my favorite Junbob collab. Maybe I was expecting their collab would be a little bit more on the rock side, just because that's what June is on his own. But I'm happy that this is kind of what they came up with, because I like it better.
If you're gonna ask me who's my favorite ship within Icon, it's really Junbob. The general awkwardness and the weirdness that's between them, na apparently hindi naman daw talaga in real life, sabi nila. But anyway, so at first I was gonna say like, oh my god, this is going to be like my Junbob anthem / love song. And then when you look at the lyrics, I'm like, oh, depressed, sad, with no redeeming factor at the end. Like, there's no uplifting moment at the end, especially given yung vibe nung song, the melody, and the style of the song. Na I was half expecting, at least towards the end, na merong redeeming factor. But no, they're just sad. Which coincides naman talaga with what Bobby said about this song. Na I think like he wrote this at a particularly dark or sad part of his life. That's why it's raining, right? So, and then he shared it to June and he commiserated then in terms of the feelings and stuff like that. Funny, kasi towards the end, I was half expecting that there's a hopeful message. Correct me if I'm wrong. Wala akong nakuhang hopeful message. Which is fine, kasi this is the part where he's towards the end of acceptance. Because the next track is Let It Go. So, it makes sense then.
Among the Icon members, if you're heartbroken, you really have to go to June, because you will drink whiskey together and everything's gonna be okay. Ganun yung vibe kasi ni June for me, na parang, hindi, inom na lang natin yan, okay lang yan. So, to that point, what Dane mentioned, the mention of whiskey is so June. June is the only Icon member that I would always associate with whiskey. So, and I remember when Bobby had his V Live in one of his interviews also. Mm-hmm. And when he mentioned that, or he wrote the song, and then he went to June to ask him to listen. Parang, I really think that it's an excuse for him to really ask. Parang that's his way of proposing to June na, hey, collaborate with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And write a song.
I'll draw both of us.
Right.
Skeletons.
So parang,
as bones.
Junbob is one of the fan favorite ships. So, mm-hmm. I have a feeling that Bobby hyped this up by making a song suited for Junae and proposing to him, quote-unquote, in a way na hindi makakatanggi si Junae to collaborate. So, for yeah. me, even when Raining is a sad song, I really think that this is a proposal song from Bobby to Junae. Wow.
Going into like fanfic universe. I was imagining like both of them are like so depressed and sad on their own, and then they found each other during that sadness. Alam mo yun, my mind went there.
To add to that, I'm kind of imagining Bobby saying na, oh, I'm writing this song, but like, I don't have anyone specific in mind to collaborate with, ganyan. But then like, the first line is, I'm drowning in whiskey, and everyone's like, who else did you write it for? Obviously, it was for Junae. So parang,
right.
That's my fanfic mind.
This is the perfect June Bob song. This is Bobby subtly really proposing to Junae na mag-collaborate naman tayo para naman masaya. So, you got your yeah. wish, guys. June Bob shippers.
I'm really looking into the English lyrics now. Like, I wonder if it actually has anything to do with their careers and sort of the turn that it's, like, where it is now. Because there's a part here that says, I wanted to waste more than half of my youth like this. I didn't waste it because as time went by, I didn't accomplish anything. The translations seem off a little bit. But, like, what an old man is the most desperate about losing is their youth. I have that youth and I can't do anything. And then in the end, like, yeah, it's just really sad. And I went, oh, and then there's something about starting a new journey. Oh my gosh, I can't find it. I saw it earlier. Like, I want to start fresh.
Baka ano, yun yung hidden meaning ng song.
So, here, like, I want to go. Somebody help me. I want to get out of this terrible place. I want to go on a refreshing new journey.
Like,
ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pwede naman eh. Don't sign that contract again, Icon. Don't sign that contract again and you'll be so happy.
Yeah.
Transfer companies. Go to Hanbin. I want to
get out of that place.
I'm surprised like people haven't read into this, or maybe I just missed it on Twitter because like it sounds
actually
like
when
a
I read the lyrics then, to be honest, inisip ko rin kasi parang, oh, was this the time when Hanbin left?
Right?
My mind went there. Bobby kasi said na some of these songs he composed like way before. So,
yeah.
Ayoko naman mag-detective na naman. Of course, in the context of the album, it's as if in the context of a love story,
yeah.
or if you look at the lyrics and you know how their journeys are, it's not hard to imagine, like, also alluding to, you know, their struggles, I guess, for the past 2-3 years.
Yeah,
right.
I guess that's a sign, right, of a really good song and good music, is it means something different to different people, and you can read it in different ways and it'll still make sense. So that,
yeah, exactly,
you can feel it's a song you can relate to, or
right.
Well done.
Oh my gosh, that was a lot Yay. To unpack, guys.
Yeah. This might be our longest episode yet. Why you gonna do this to us, January?
To cap it off, I really hope that Bobby does well in terms of the sales and the promotions. And I hope that this is going to be the best kickoff for the group comeback. If you guys remember when we recorded the episode for I Decide, that was our last recording together. I mean, mm-hmm. physically.
Yeah.
So I had a feeling that it's supposed to be like a series of comebacks, but it got delayed because of the pandemic. So I hope that this album would sustain the hype enough for the Iconics to be really ready when it comes to the group comeback.
To that point, I know there's a lot of talk about, is he gonna win a music show? Is he getting enough views? Is the sales high enough? But like, yes, all important, but largely out of our control, especially when you pit those things against sort of other artists. But I feel like the album is so brilliant. The songs are right. so great. And the fact that his stamp on it is everywhere, from the funny drawings to the oddly shaped photo cards to, like, you know, every song has his lyrics. But I'm feeling like he's already done well. It'd be great if we can kind of pay him back and show him how much that's made us happy as fans. So I think that'd be great if that's what we can focus on. I'm really torn, honestly, because I don't do like mass streaming. I don't participate in those. I did for this one. Like, I haven't. So I would keep playing it on my iPad. I'm hoping I'm doing it right. Like, I would manually play it on my iPad. I found myself just doing it. But also, like, in my head, it doesn't mean that if we don't get so many views, especially when you compare it to another artist, whoever, it doesn't mean that it wasn't a success. I think I should preface this by saying, before I was a K-pop fan, I was one of those people who liked music that were kind of obscure and actually found value in songs that not a lot of people know, you know, that don't hit the charts, but I know in my heart are, like, good. When I meet someone who likes the same type of music, like, for me, that means something. Like, you know, I feel like a more genuine connection because it's not something that they must have heard, like, in a supermarket or whatever. Not that there's anything wrong with songs you hear in, like, supermarkets or, you know, that top the charts. But I find that there's value in songs like that as well that are valuable on its own. And maybe the whole world didn't listen to it, but the small group of people that do bond over these songs. And I think that's enough sometimes. So lately, I've been seeing a lot of negativity on the feed about how we're not doing enough. You know, it's not enough. We're not making Bobby happy. But, like, guys, I mean, fangirling is supposed to be fun. And sometimes you just gotta be happy with what you have. We can't, like, always compare us with others. Like, I understand the desire for Bobby to see that, oh my god, I'm hitting number one, etc. But he's a real artist too, and I think artists don't necessarily always see that as kind of the measure of success, really.
Right.
So let's strike a balance. Let's be happy because these are really good music, and I don't want, you know, 10 years from now, people remembering the song and thinking, oh my gosh, that song could have been number one, but, like, we didn't push it enough. But think about how the lyrics are so nice and meaningful. Yeah, sorry, that was my rant. Which I didn't expect, but yeah.
That was Dane's tita, yeah. K-pop tita comment, yeah.
Yeah.
How profound, how can I follow that?
Sorry.
Words of wisdom from Tita Dane.
I cannot comment on the external because I don't really read, like, much of the comments. And, you know, in general talaga, even with other K-pop artists that I stand before, I don't really pay much attention to that. I'm more focused on myself, like, my self-enjoyment.
Yeah.
Seriously, is that selfish? I never thought, like, what would the artist think?
Yeah.
Sorry, I guess capitalism. I don't know. I'm the consumer. I don't So, I guess kudos to those that their fangirling also takes on that kind of level. Pero ako talaga, sorry, in general, that's how I approach it. Personally, that's the level that I'm more comfortable with. But for me, I'm so grateful for this album. Because to be honest, again, as a Binik, like, ever since Hanbin left, what is the major project that we had from them? Mm-hmm. It's I Decide, and then the next one is this. So, I Decide, if you listen to our previous podcast episode about it, of course, you're happy, but there are songs made by Hanbin there. Like, you can kind of feel him there. So, it's part happy, part sad. This one, it's not like turning on a new leaf or you're back to a blank slate or whatever, but you're just in another parallel universe of your fangirling of Icon. Like, it placed me on another track, so to speak, in terms of their career and also their individual careers. And during that day when he released the album, I can't remember the last time I fangirled virtually that hard in recent memory. Also, life got in the way. But I'm not sure if this got delayed, if this happened a few months from now as opposed to last week, if it would be different. But the fact that it's unexpected and it's so good, the album is so good,
right?
It really surpassed my non-existent expectations because it's so unexpected. So, yeah, so I'm grateful for that. As what Pao said, that I hope na this is a sign of good things to come for them individually and as a group as well.
Ayun, so there.
I think, Pao, we still have one question that need answers.
Ayun, talaga nila pakawalan to, guys.
Yeah, we need to really, really close this episode.
To help you out, PD Nim, do you have an answer?
Let's recap. So, the question was,
which do you like more? Because we like both,
you both
of them.
Like, yeah. Love and Fall Bobby or Lucky Man Bobby?
I want, Lucky Man Bobby. Because all the facets of Bobby. As a person and as an artist. So, there's also a bit of boyfriend Bobby there. But there's a playfulness and kind of pasaway side of Bobby there as well. So, that's why I like Bobby in the first place. So, for me, it's Lucky Man Bobby.
I had a similar answer, almost an exact answer, but to give Pao a hard time, I will say that I like
Thanks, guys.
Love and Fall Bobby more. Para may opposing views, and you are the type
yeah.
of No, because Love and Fall Bobby, I think it's just a personal thing. It just meets my sensibility so much. Like, the Forever Summer sensibility, all the Kilig songs. And I think it came to me at a time when I really needed it. So I came to standing Love and Fall a little late na, like after it was launched because of life. So, but then when I did, literally, it was all I was playing. It was just so perfect for the time that it came to me. And so it has a special memory and a special place for me that way. So I'd have to choose it. What would you choose?
Gusto ko lang sabihin talaga na these are two different Bobbies talaga. Given that I also like an artist evolving. Kasi even with SHINee, I keep on saying that, oh, I really love the Sherlock era or the Everybody era. And then it just gets better and better and better. So as they mature, as an artist and as a person, that's where you'll see the artistry. That's where you'll see the journey is such, it's so diverse, it's so rich, that as a fan, it just gives you the feels of, oh, I'm so lucky to have witnessed that kind of evolution for the artist that I'm following. So, if you're gonna let me pick and force me to pick, my God, they're forcing me to pick. I have to say that it's the Lucky Man, Bobby. Because it's the diversity blew me away. Because Love and Fall, it's the boyfriend Bobby. But the boyfriend Bobby is so idealistic. For me, the Lucky Man Bobby.
You want him to be a little jaded.
A little fun.
Tsaka, I think it also reflects to me as, that, as a fanfic writer. Or as a as a fanfic reader also. Gusto ko yung medyo masakit din ng konti.
Oh yeah, that's
so yung sinasaktan din ako ng konti. But, well, just to defend also, like, Love and Fall. Love and Fall naman kasi, like, he did have I Love You, and he also had Runaway. Runaway is such a good song. Like, not all people would appreciate Runaway because of how slow the beat is. Runaway is actually his journey from trainee
an
to
idol.
Debuting as an idol. Yeah. But for me, Lucky Man is also a mirror of how he is as an artist. From the point of, I have to go solo and I have to make sure that I do good because I want showing me the money through. Parang, ang dami niyang kailangang i-prove. And to be honest, he really doesn't need proving anymore. Because he showed how much he deserved winning Show Me the Money. And as an idol, getting all those projects, even singing for a game, and at the same time, singing an OST. I mean, who would actually thought that he would be one of the members who would really sing for an OST? So, I like the Lucky Man Bobby better than the Love and Fall Bobby. And you can hold me accountable to that.
Yay! Okay. Thank you for answering. Yay. Woohoo!
But that was a really hard question, guys. That was like a Pia Wurzbach question.
So that ends our episode on Bobby's Lucky Man and Hanbin and everything. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Let us know what you guys thought about the things we said and fangirled over. And if you have suggestions or ideas on topics that you'd want us to talk about in the future about Icon, feel free to tweet at us or send our responses wherever you're listening to this. Have a great day, and we will catch you again soon.
Bye!